The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fascinating facts, delicious data, and sumptuous statistics, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. Houseflies buzz in the musical key of F. Although one of the fastest creatures in the insect world, their speed of 4.5 miles per hour is no match for that of the wing speed of the average sparrow, which is a blazing 126 miles per hour. Ever wonder if fish drink water? Well, the answer to this question differs depending on whether you're talking about saltwater fish or freshwater fish. Freshwater fish do not actively drink water, but absorb the water through their skin and gills. On the other hand, saltwater fish do actively drink salt water. Their gills process the water and take out the salt. The salmon is an interesting example of a fish that lives in both fresh and salt water, and consequently, they have the characteristics of both type of fish. Salmon are born in fresh water and then migrate to the ocean. While living in the ocean, they drink salt water by opening their mouth. Their gills then rid their bodies of the salt and minerals. And after they migrate to freshwater streams to spawn, they stop drinking the water and begin to absorb it via osmosis. Americans who define themselves as Seventh-day Adventists have an average life expectancy of 89, about a decade longer than the average American. One of the basic tenets of the religion is that it's important to cherish the body that's on loan from God, which means no smoking, alcohol abuse, or overindulging in sweets. Followers typically stick to a vegetarian diet based on fruits, vegetables, beans, and nuts, and get plenty of exercise. They're also very focused on family and community. A snowflake consists of roughly 10 to the 19th, that's 10 with 19 zeros behind it, water molecules, which are added to its core at different rates and in different patterns, depending on the changing temperature and humidity within the atmosphere that the snowflake falls on its way to the ground. As a result, it's extremely difficult to encounter two identical snowflakes. Initial attempts to find identical snowflakes by photographing thousands of their images under a microscope from 1885 onward by Wilson Alwyn Bentley found the wide variety of snowflakes we know about today. It's more likely that two snowflakes could become virtually identical if their environments were similar enough. Matching snow crystals were discovered in Wisconsin in 1988. The crystals were not flakes in the usual sense, but rather hollow hexagonal prisms. Very light snow is also known to occur at high latitudes on Mars. A snow of hydrocarbons is also theorized to occur on Saturn's moon Titan. While there's little or no water on Venus, there is a phenomenon which is quite similar to snow. The Magellan probe imaged a highly reflective substance at the top of Venus's highest mountain peaks, which bore a strong resemblance to terrestrial snow. This substance, arguably formed from a similar process to snow, albeit at a far higher temperature. Too volatile to condense on the surface, it rose in gas form to cooler high elevations, where it then fell as precipitation. The identity of this substance is not known with certainty, but speculation has ranged from elemental tellurium to lead sulfide, also known as galena. The alcoholic drink gin was originally developed as a way to clean up blood spills which occurred in the laboratory. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. As the French playwright Malafré said, "Oh, how fine it is to know a thing or two."